Regarding the emergence of life, some Muslims hide behind evolutionist accounts that are devoid of any validity. They try to explain the emergence of living things in terms of such unrealistic and irrational concepts as mutation, natural selection, and a transition from water to land or from land to air. God creates everything in the form and at the time that He chooses, without the use of any model and out of nothing. He is exalted above any defect and is rich beyond any need. He has no need of any cause, means, or stages for His creation. He is beyond all the causes and laws, since He created them. Therefore, nobody should be misled by the fact that everything is based on specific causes and natural laws. God, Lord of the earth and heavens, can eliminate these causes if He so chooses. This is very easy for Him. This fact is related in several verses of the Quran, which report the following about God's creation. Our word to a thing when we desire it is just to say to it, be, and it is. It is He who gives life and causes to die. When He decides on something, He just says to it, be, and it is. To cite an example, God has no need to bring a lung into being through evolution or some other mechanism. For instance, He can create people who do not need oxygen to survive, and therefore do not need any lungs. It is therefore completely wrong for people to think of God's greatness and might as being limited to their own senses and reason. God willed and created the earth and the heavens, all that lies between, and all living and non-living things. It is related in many verses of the Quran that God created the universe and living things in a perfect form. Contrary to those who believe in so-called evolutionary creation suggest, God did not first create flawed transitional forms with missing organs, then cause them to evolve into apes, and then into humans through various transitional forms. Rather, as revealed in the Quran, He created man in the most perfect manner. We created man in the finest mold. He formed you, giving you the best of forms, and He is your final destination.